Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, June 18, 2025.
Chinese automakers lead in zero-emission vehicles. Chinese automakers are leaping ahead in the global zero-emission vehicle market, according to the International Council on Clean Transportation, or ICCT. By June 17, 2025, China is set to sell over 11 million electric vehicles each year, making up more than half of global sales. In 2024, electric vehicle sales in China hit a record, surpassing 1 million units in a single month for the first time, driven by strong domestic demand. Companies like Geely and SAIC achieved an impressive 50% share of the market, reaching their 2025 goals a year early. Meanwhile, BYD has overtaken Tesla in global battery electric vehicle sales, reporting a 25% increase in sales compared to 2023. Drew Kojak, the president and CEO of ICCT, emphasizes the urgent need for manufacturers worldwide to accelerate their shift to electric vehicles. This rise in electric vehicles is not just changing the automotive landscape, it's also vital for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and global oil demand.
Hedge funds drive Asian market activity. Hedge funds are making waves in Asian markets, with trading volumes hitting their highest levels in over 5 years, according to Goldman Sachs. Between June 6 and June 12, 2025, bullish positions outnumbered bearish bets, reflecting growing investor confidence. Notably, hedge funds were active in Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and India, while also short-selling Chinese stocks. Asian stocks rose by 2.5% in June, spurred by positive trade talks between the United States and China in London, which raised hopes for easing tensions. The election of a market-friendly president in South Korea has also led to increased investments in the region. Analysts are observing a trend of reducing reliance on the U.S. dollar in international trade. The MSCI Asia-Pacific Index has jumped by 24% since April 7, 2025, thanks to a temporary halt on higher U.S. tariffs and favorable trade developments. Hedge funds' exposure to developed Asian markets has now reached 9%, placing them in the 94th percentile over the past 5 years.
Geopolitical tensions and their impact on global markets. Geopolitical tensions between Israel and Iran are shaking up global financial markets as of June 5, 2025. With the conflict now in its fifth day, military actions from both nations have raised alarms about potential oil supply disruptions. As a result, U.S. crude oil prices have jumped above $72 per barrel, marking an 8% decrease from last year. The group of seven nations, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, have rallied behind Israel, calling Iran a source of instability in the Middle East. In a bold move, U.S. President Donald Trump has urged the evacuation of Tehran, citing Iran's rejection of a nuclear weapons deal. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan is keeping interest rates steady, concerned about the conflict's economic fallout. Following this, the Japanese yen has slightly weakened, with the exchange rate at about 1 Japanese yen equal to 0.07 U.S. dollars. Investors are flocking to safe haven assets, pushing gold prices to around $1,900 per ounce. As the Federal Reserve prepares for its next meeting, rising oil prices could influence inflation and economic stability.
China's antimony export restrictions and their impact on the battery industry. On June 17, 2025, the global battery industry is facing a crisis due to China's new restrictions on antimony exports. This vital metalloid, essential for flame retardants and lead-acid batteries, has seen its price soar to over $60,000 per metric ton, more than quadrupling in just 1 year. China produced about 60% of the world's antimony supply in 2024, but in September 2023, the government imposed strict export controls, requiring licenses for overseas sales. This led to a complete ban on shipments to the United States in December 2023, viewed as retaliation against U.S. tariffs on advanced semiconductors. With annual demand for antimony estimated between 230,000 and 240,000 tons, securing this supply is becoming increasingly difficult. U.S. companies are now turning to unofficial markets, where prices are skyrocketing. While some firms, like Germany's HOPEC, have managed to pass these costs on to consumers, the ongoing price hikes threaten the entire industry. Steve Christensen, executive director of the Responsible Battery Coalition, stresses the need to treat this issue as a national security concern, advocating for domestic processing and enhanced recycling efforts to prevent future crises. What does this mean for the future of battery technology and our daily lives?
Impact of U.S.-China trade tensions on China's pharmaceutical industry. China's pharmaceutical industry is facing major challenges due to ongoing trade tensions with the United States. Companies like Wuxi AppTec and Wuxi Biologics are adjusting their plans, stockpiling supplies, and considering local testing to cope with these disruptions. This sector is vital for global healthcare, supporting giants like Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and often relies on imported clinical samples and equipment. With rising worries about delays in accessing U.S. supply chains and fluctuating import tariffs, some as high as 125%, the situation is becoming critical. In 2024, the U.S. exported around $1.4 billion in diagnostic reagents to China, alongside $125 million in prepared culture media. At least 17 Chinese biotech clients have reached out to JS Biosciences for backup materials, reflecting widespread anxiety about supply chain stability. Qin Gong, co-founder of NewXcell Therapeutics, has voiced concerns about funding for clinical trials, warning that a lack of investment could delay important projects. As negotiations continue, the fallout from these trade tensions could reshape not just the pharmaceutical landscape but also the broader economic relationship between the U.S. and China.
Amazon's workforce transformation under Andy Jassy. On June 17, 2025, Andy Jassy, CEO of Amazon, revealed significant changes to the company's workforce driven by advancements in artificial intelligence, or AI. With a rise of generative AI and automated agents, Amazon expects to reduce its corporate employee count in the coming years. Jassy reassured that while AI will automate some routine tasks, it won't lead to mass unemployment. Instead, it will reshape job roles across various sectors. Based in Seattle, Amazon employs over 1.5 million workers, including full-time, part-time, and temporary staff. As AI becomes more integrated into operations, the nature of work will evolve, requiring new skills for emerging roles. The company aims to boost efficiency and enhance customer experiences through AI, optimizing everything from inventory management to customer service chatbots. This shift reflects a broader trend in the tech industry, where companies like Microsoft and Google are also adapting to increasing automation. Understanding these changes is vital for employees and employers as they navigate the future of work.
Budapest's Pride March announcement. Budapest Mayor Gyurgyi Karaksanyi has declared that the city will host Hungary's Pride March on June 28, 2025, marking 30 years of celebrating LGBTQ Pride. This vibrant event aims to champion freedom and equality for the LGBTQ community, especially in light of recent laws that allow police to ban such marches and use facial recognition technology on participants. Supported by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Fidesz party, these laws were enacted under the pretext of protecting children. Karaksanyi emphasized that this Pride March will be a municipal event, allowing it to bypass the strict regulations. He boldly stated, "In this city, neither freedom nor love can be banned. This march will serve as a powerful platform for the LGBTQ community to unite and advocate for their rights, even as Hungary faces a more conservative political climate."
U.S. Senate passes Genius Act for stablecoin regulation. On June 17, 2025, the U.S. Senate passed the Genius Act, a groundbreaking law that aims to shape the future of stablecoins, cryptocurrencies designed to maintain a steady value, typically linked to the U.S. dollar. With a strong bipartisan vote of 68-30, this legislation requires stablecoins to be backed by liquid assets like U.S. dollars and short-term treasury bills, ensuring transparency for users in the rapidly evolving digital asset market. Andrew Allman, a managing partner at Mayer Brown, called this a major milestone for digital finance, paving the way for broader use of stablecoins in everyday transactions. However, Senator Elizabeth Warren raised concerns about the bill's effectiveness in preventing large tech companies from issuing their own private stablecoins, urging for stronger safeguards. As the Conference of State Bank Supervisors called for critical changes, the passage of the Genius Act marks a pivotal moment in the ongoing discussion about cryptocurrency regulation in the U.S. What does this mean for the future of your digital payments? Stay tuned as we explore the implications of this landmark legislation.
Ukraine's debt restructuring talks. Yuri Butsa, Ukraine's chief of debt management, has announced plans to restart discussions on restructuring the country's GDP-linked warrants at the Financial Times Global Borrowers and Bond Investors Forum in London. This announcement comes just as the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is preparing to release a crucial review of Ukraine's debt sustainability. The IMF has been a key supporter of Ukraine's economy, providing a significant $15.5 billion financial package over the last 4 years. Soon, the IMF Executive Board will meet to approve this review, which could lead to a payout of around $500 million to Kyiv. Butsa stressed the importance of good faith negotiations with investors, especially after Ukraine's recent default on a payment in May. These upcoming talks represent a vital chance for Ukraine to tackle its debt issues and work towards stabilizing its economy.
Canada-India diplomatic meeting. On June 17, 2025, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met in Kananaskis, Alberta, marking a pivotal moment in their country's relationship. This was their first direct conversation since tensions flared in 2023, when then-Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused India of being involved in the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a Canadian Sikh separatist. At the Group of Seven summit, Carney welcomed Modi warmly, and both leaders envisioned a brighter future for diplomatic relations. They agreed to appoint new representatives to replace those withdrawn during the crisis. India has denied the allegations regarding Nijjar's murder and accused Canada of sheltering Sikh separatists. The meeting also aimed to boost trade, with Canada eager to export more agricultural products, including lentils, to India. However, the Sikh community in Canada, the largest outside Punjab, expressed anger over Modi's visit, arguing that Canada should have set conditions before inviting him. This meeting is a crucial step in mending the strained relations between Canada and India.
Brazil's offshore drilling debate. A heated debate is taking place in Brazil over offshore drilling where the Amazon River meets the Atlantic Ocean. The government is looking into oil reserves from Rio Grande do Norte to Amapá, raising alarms among critics who believe this undermines President Lula's environmental goals. As Brazil gears up to host the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP30, later this year, conflicting priorities are coming to light. Environmental leader Nicole Oliveira from the Arayara Institute is challenging drilling in the equatorial margin, especially at the mouth of the Amazon River, known as Foz do Amazonas. Her organization has filed a lawsuit to block an auction for oil exploration rights, questioning the government's claims that fossil fuel extraction will fund cleaner energy projects. Despite legal hurdles, the auction went ahead, with rights secured by companies like Chevron, Exxon, and Petrobras. Critics warn that drilling could harm the fragile ecosystem rich in mangroves and coral reefs, while indigenous communities express concerns about threats to their fishing grounds. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle between environmental protection and economic development in Brazil.
Meta's bold recruitment strategy. Meta Platforms Incorporated is making waves with a stunning $100 million offer to lure talent from OpenAI, as revealed by CEO Sam Altman. This move underscores the fierce competition for top talent in the artificial intelligence sector. So far, none of OpenAI's leading employees have taken Meta's enticing offers. This recruitment drive follows Meta's impressive $14.3 billion investment in Scale AI, a data labeling startup aimed at enhancing its AI projects. The tech industry is seeing a significant rise in demand for skilled engineers, crucial for advancing AI technologies. As companies like Meta work to build advanced AI teams, the battle for talent could reshape the future of AI development. The growing significance of AI is evident across various sectors, including technology, healthcare, and finance. What could this mean for the future of innovation?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.